Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod for his semi-annual visit. This is Logan Lawrence. He is behind the 8th annual Cruising to a Cure for ALS, and that's in memory of his grandfather, Carlos Lawrence. Good morning to you, Logan. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Tom. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic, and of course, you're getting ready to wrap up preparations and kind of put a bow on things and get things going, and got the event that's coming up. Where exactly is it, Logan, and how can folks get involved in it, whether they're participating or just coming to spectate?
Yeah, so the event's downtown Lawrenceburg, primarily Walnut High Street, but we do have a couple other streets to use as well for parking. But it's an ALS car show fundraiser that raised money for the ALS Association Indiana chapter in memory of my grandfather, Carlos Lawrence. He passed away. But those that are wanting to come and bring a car, you can enter and register the day of the show, 9 a.m. to noon. If you're looking to spectate, it's free will donation for spectators, so no entry fee required, but we do encourage you to try to contribute to the cause in one way or another, whether it be buy an event t-shirt, support our ALS fundraiser concession stand. We have a live auction before awards, or we'll have several donation buckets sitting around for you to donate to as well.
And Logan, can you kind of take us back to the beginning, how it all started, and the way it's just grown by leaps and bounds since then?
Yeah, for sure. So ever since I was in middle school, I always wanted to try to find a way to give back to ALS, which those that don't know, it's often called Lou Gehrig's disease, and is a neurodegenerative disease that's currently incurable. The day I turned 16, got my driver's license when I was going to Lawrenceburg High School, I had this idea to start a car show and actually use the parking lot and by Hollywood Casino at the time over in Greendale on US 50. And my goal was to have about 200 cars and raise $10,000. And that first year had 425 cars and raised just over $15,000. So after that, I think it earned a lot of people's trust and gained interest, and a lot of people wanted to contribute and support the cause. So ALS Association, now it's currently one of their biggest fundraisers, and the city of Lawrenceburg reached out wanting to bring the show downtown Lawrenceburg to help contribute to the local merchants and the community. So ever since then, we've had it downtown Lawrenceburg, and it's grown every year since, and in 7 years thus far, $215,000 has been raised for the call.
And as far as a goal this year, do you have one set?
I do. It's a long shot, but I'd like to try to raise $50,000 this year.
Well, 50 grand, is that right?
Yep, that's correct. Uh-huh. We've got 310 cars pre-registered so far, and then we're expecting a lot more the day of. And as mentioned before, right before awards, we do a live auction at approximately 3:45 at the Civic Park stage on High Street. And we've got lots of great auction item donations. We've got a custom painted mailbox. We've got a handcrafted wooden chest that we fill with all kinds of mystery items inside. Lots of pinstripe bowling pins donated by a local pinstriper in Southeast Indiana. Have a 5-horsepower air compressor and a lots more. Handcrafted quilt, gift baskets. We'll have all kinds of different items.
All right. Then, and as far as you mentioned some of the cars coming. I mean, did you have for example, a pre-registration or anything like that?
Yep, we did. So every year we do pre-registration. So those that want to register early, we put a cutoff deadline of April 15th, and it's actually you get $5 off on the registration. So it's $15 rather than $20. And then we also try to save the closest parking spot for those that are pre-registered. So, we're expecting probably at least 600 cars, weather permitting, this weekend. And like I said, there's already 310 cars pre-registered. But if you didn't pre-register, don't panic. You can still show up 9 a.m. to noon the day of and pay your $20 and get all your judging paperwork.
And as far as the type of cars that show up, how would you describe those? I mean, not just cars, but I understand motorcycles also are shown at the program.
Yep, I will say every year it seems like there's a wide variety, and people reach out asking if they could bring, you know, a variety of different things. And I tell them, jokingly, you know, if it's on wheels, feel free to bring it. And, you know, we get motorcycles, classic cars, modern cars, a lot of race cars, barn finds. I think at my show, if you're coming to see a variety of different things, it's one of the better shows to go to, just because you don't know what's out there, and a lot of people travel for the show. So I know we've got a big support group from, you know, Louisville area, Indianapolis, even Chicago. Last year's best of show was from Chicago, and in past years we've had at least up to 9 states represented at each show.
And of course, you mentioned travel, and of course, a kind of fly in the ointment this year is the fact that State Road 1 is closed at Mount Pleasant. So folks coming from I-74, you know, something for them to be aware of, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've tried to communicate it on our Facebook page, but you can never emphasize that enough to avoid issues the day of. But those coming down 74, it'd probably be recommended to either get off at Sunman and come down 101 to 48, or go to 275 and come around the loop.
All right. So again, that is the 8th annual Cruising to a Cure for ALS in memory of Carlos Lawrence. And we are talking with Carlos's grandson, Logan Lawrence. He is the mastermind behind all of this. And we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out, and we'll continue more with Logan right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Logan Lawrence. He is the organizer of the 8th annual Cruising to a Cure for ALS in memory of Carlos Lawrence. And again, that will be downtown Lawrenceburg, a car show on Sunday. Of course, cash, prizes, and lots of family fun. And as far as from your perspective, Logan, seeing where you started and where it is now, I mean, I imagine what your thoughts are behind that, and your reaction and what it means to you.
Oh, yeah. It's very humbling to start. Just to see what, you know, the dreams and thoughts of a 16-year-old kid has turned into, and the amount of people that's jumped on board to support the event year after year, and it just keeps growing. Honestly, it's a little bit overwhelming, and, you know, with that growth, I have to give kudos to all the volunteers. We usually have about 80 volunteers, and a lot of them being Lawrenceburg High School students or Lawrenceburg High School graduates that you know, are now in college looking for service hours or service opportunities. But there's over 100 local businesses that contribute, whether it be sponsoring a plaque, sponsoring a trophy, or just donating a door prize or auction item. And and it extends outside of Lawrenceburg. There's many, you know, businesses all the way up to Indianapolis and Northern Kentucky, Cincinnati area that contribute. And you know, without all the support, the show would not be possible whatsoever.
And you mentioned some of the neat features and things of that nature, but one that caught my eye is the fact that you're going to have a local boy who's done quite well, and he's going to be in the Olympics next summer.
Yeah, yep. So actually, one of my classmates in high school, Paris, he qualified for the Olympics last weekend, wrestling, and he's going to Paris in 2024. And he's generous enough to donate his time and come sit out at our t-shirt booth 1 to 2 p.m. on Sunday, and, you know, do a little meet and greet, whether it be, you know, sign an autograph for you or just doing a simple picture or stop by and say hello. We're excited to add this. Last year we had J.R. Todd, who is also a Lawrenceburg native and professional NHRA funny car driver. So every year I think it's really neat to bring someone local, you know, to support the cause and bring, you know, more people in to meet them and help contribute and raise money. But Mason's offered to donate his time for an hour, and can't thank him enough.
Yeah, that's a great thing. The fact that, you know, you mentioned Mason and also JR last year, the fact that they're just so willing to give their time and kind of pay it back to the folks who were there for them, I guess, since pretty much day one.
Yeah, yep, absolutely. And, you know, they don't ask for a dime from me, and the fact that they're willing to come and, you know, knowingly, hopefully try to bring more people in that probably wanted to attend the show if they weren't there. And that it's really neat to just see how much the community comes together and all to support a great cause and help raise more money.
All right. So, again, that is Mason Paris. He will be in the T-shirt booth on Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m. He'll be wrestling, freestyle wrestling in the 2024 Paris Olympics. So be sure to check local listings, as they say, on that one. And he'll be in the T-shirt booth on Sunday at the 8th Annual Cruising to a Cure for ALS in memory of Carlos Lawrence. And we continue our conversation with Logan Lawrence, the organizer of the event. So, again, if you could, Logan, kind of give us the times and so forth and location and, you know, if folks want to take in this particular event.
Yeah, absolutely. So registration the day of the show is 9 a.m. to noon. And then we're going to do a prayer and national anthem. The prayer is going to be said by Pastor Larry Campbell at the Mount Zion Church on Walnut Street in Lawrenceburg. And then my sister, Taylor Lawrence, is going to sing the national anthem at 12 o'clock. I would encourage, if you're going to come to spectate, hold off on coming until the afternoon between noon and 4. Just that way all cars will be in place and you'll be able to see everything that's showing at the show. And then we're going to do a live auction at 3:45 and then awards to follow at approximately 4 o'clock. But if you're looking to come in your car to be judged and shown at the show, there's plenty of awards. There's top 50 classic plaques. That's years 1990 and older. There's top 25 modern plaques, 91 and newer, 20 specialty trophies. And then along with the trophies and plaques, there's also $1,000 of cash prizes. So we do $500 to the best of show winner, $200 to the furthest distance traveled, and then also just to try to encourage early registration, the first 100 that are pre-registered are entered in a $300 cash drawing.
All right, so that is the 8th Annual Cruising to a Cure for ALS in memory of Carlos Lawrence. And Logan Lawrence, how can folks get a hold of you if they need more information or they have questions?
Yeah, so the best way, we have a Facebook page. It's Cruising to a Cure for ALS in memory of Carlos Lawrence. But if you don't do Facebook, and so not everyone does, you can reach me through my cell phone number, which is 513-532-7261, or shoot me over an email. My email is logan352law@gmail.com. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions. I tried to cover everything on here, but I know I always can miss something, leave something out, but I'll also be around town in Lawrenceburg Friday through Sunday. So if you have any questions leading up to the show, feel free to reach out, or odds are pretty good. You might see me around Lawrenceburg.
All right. So again, his contact information, 513-532-7261. Email logan352law@gmail.com, or you can visit the Cruising to a Cure for ALS Facebook page. Anything else, Logan Lawrence, before we let you get back to your day?
No, I don't believe so, other than just I ask everyone to please consider coming. It's certainly a family-filled event. We'll also have face painting for the kids, a little block car track as well for them to have some fun. And then if you're looking to trailer your car and don't want to drive it all the way to the show, there is trailer parking available at Lawrenceburg High School. Let's hope for good weather on Sunday and hope that you bring the full family down to help raise money for ALS and help achieve the goal of $50,000 raised.
All right. So again, that is the 8th Annual Cruising to a Cure for ALS. That'll be Sunday afternoon in downtown Lawrenceburg. Well, Logan Lawrence, as always, we appreciate your time. Stay well and continued success to you and everybody involved with this fundraiser. And hopefully we can do this again next year.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it, Tom. And thank you to WRBI for helping promote the cause every year. And hopefully we can continue to do so for future years to come.